Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Saga of America and what's going on in our country from the perspectives of the DJV crowd. I'm Doug without Jennifer, but Victoria is here, and Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. This business about what's going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, there's a four-state access pipeline being built. This is one of the most shameful things in America at the moment. Shameful for a couple of reasons. One, because this oil pipeline, I'm not opposed to pipelines on the basis of there being pipelines. I think we need them. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of pipelines all across this country. Get politicized like nuclear energy does and has been and is politicized. This same sort of thing is happening, but because it's a bunch of Native Americans that are involved, the news media says, screw it, we're not going to cover it. We don't care. So there's a judge set to rule, for those of you who don't know this is going on, the judge is going to rule on this Dakota Access Pipeline. Thousands and thousands of protesters who have gone out to this construction site in North Dakota in the past few weeks. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
We did,
Victoria?
Yeah.
And there was no attention being given to it then.
No, we followed a video blogger who had gone out there and was covering the story.
And there's nobody paying much attention to it?
No,
no. You don't see any headlines in any of the... I'm looking at all of my 14, 15 sources of news. I don't see any information about this.
I mean, maybe local news out there is covering it. I'm sure they are, but on a national front, no.
Yeah, but yet it's a very important story in a number of different areas. Again, not the pipeline itself, but what they're going to run the pipeline through the water supply, and that's the only water these people have. And we all know that these pipelines are subject to being shot at, amongst other things. People say, huh? People use the pipelines for target practice. All of the pipelines are used for target practice. That's just the way some nut birds are. They take pot shots at the pipeline. And there are crews assigned to each of the pipelines. That's all they do. I remember when I was in Alaska, the Alaska pipeline, which was really the first controversial. I was up there, I think, in the 90s, the early 90s. It was before I was with you, Richie, as I recall. And one of the things that we learned, not only did the pipeline help the animal population by keeping the moose and all the regular animals that are up there warmer, as the oil pipeline flow, the oil is hot when it goes through the pipeline. But the people they use sniper rifle, they use all kinds of guns to take shots at the pipeline. They shoot holes in the pipeline all the time just for sport. And there's a crew assigned to the pipeline that goes back and forth, up and down the pipeline. That's their job, to plug the holes from people who shoot at the pipeline full of holes during target practice. So anyway, that's an ancillary side story to the construction site out there. All the Indians protesting because it's their only source of water and it's being polluted by this pipeline. So now the judges are trying to figure out what to do about this. And the main story for me is, A, that these people are getting the short end of the stick again, and B, the news media is not doing anything to cover it. Nothing. Zero. And if any of the presidential candidates had any starch, they'd be out there nosing around, because it would be a great way to get some more and rather unique attention. Speaking of judges, I thought you might be interested in knowing how judges make their rulings. We often think that they use the law, right? You watch Law and Order, and you know that the judge and the jury, they have it right, right?
They don't flip a coin.
So there are two studies out on judges' rulings and when they are harsher and when they are not harsh. The new research suggests that justice might be dependent on when the judge ate his or her breakfast and what they had for breakfast. Researchers at Columbia University examining 1,000 decisions by 8 judges who ruled on convicts' parole requests. Judges granted 65% of requests they heard at the beginning of the day and none at the end of the day. Right after a snack break, approvals jumped by 65%. The professor of business at Columbia said the judges could be just grumpy because they're hungry. They probably also suffer from mental fatigue. There have been a couple of studies like this suggesting that after people eat too much, they get tired and their judgment is not as good. So those of you who are unfortunate enough to go before a judge after he's been sitting there all day and maybe hungry are liable to get the short end of the stick. Judges are more lenient when they've just had something to eat, according to that study. Now, here's another one.
Right after lunch, or right if you're the first case in the morning, or right after lunch, you're good.
You get a better treatment.
Well, look, typically men, and I know this is not just men, male judges, right? This is male and female.
Yes.
Although, I will say, every guy in my life, as soon as they're hungry, they're very cranky. So I would say that
men... Am I cranky when I'm hungry?
Well, you're never hungry because you're always eating cookies.
Yeah, no, I'm always eating cookies. I mean, eat fruit.
And you're always cranky, so...
Excuse me?
Well, Captain Curmudgeon, yeah, it's tough to tell if you're hungry or not. Yeah. I don't know. But typically, men get very cranky quickly when their blood sugar drops.
Men?
Yes.
Women don't. I'll introduce you to Megan Steffen, and you can tell me that after her blood sugar is low, she doesn't get grumpy. We'll have that.
Well, I think it's a slower process for women to get to the starving, grumpy phase.
I would agree with Victoria.
Typically, men have a much shorter transit time between normal to grumpy when they're hungry.
But do I exemplify that? I don't think I get grumpy.
Well, you snack all the time, so I don't think that you're... I don't know how hungry you ever really are.
I get hungry in the middle of the afternoon because after I've eaten while I've been on the air, I don't much eat again through the day. So I might get a little challenging. I have those protein bars, though, from time to time. All right, so here's another way judges have been studied. There's an article in Atlantic Magazine this month that focuses on young offenders. How's that? Is that a good way of putting it? That's politically correct.
Okay.
Younger people who are in court, sentenced by college football-loving judges who are disappointed after unexpected team losses, are finding themselves behind bars for longer than the same sort of charge against other children after a winning team affects the judge. You remember what I'm saying? The gist of a new study done at Louisiana State University that focuses on judges that work on juvenile cases. They are more likely, here's the headline, judge sentences teen to 2 years after Louisiana Tigers failed to beat the Wisconsin Badgers. The judge was a fan of Wisconsin, apparently. And he became emotional because of the Badgers' loss. So the unlucky juveniles that came before him were given harsher sentences than when his team won the previous day.
Oh, that is just ridiculous. I mean, I understand. Yeah. You know, I mean, I understand some people take college football very seriously, but this is just ridiculous.
Right. Well, it shows you that there's no real justice, actually, in any number of ways. It's 16 past the hour. Hello.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had 3 children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised.
Maybe we can play tennis. I can still hear you.
Tell us, Blake. James just yelled at me for, I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
The latest from Airbnb. Yesterday, the website for Airbnb unveiled a new non-discrimination policy because there are a lot of people who say that Airbnb is discriminatory. Big problem for them. Report found that users with black-sounding names have a harder time booking rentals. And then there was a class-action lawsuit. And then Airbnb said, we'll do better. And now the new policy is meant to cut down on discrimination against black people who want to use Airbnb. I have a very interesting sort of, I don't know, the anecdotal thing with Airbnb. What's happening in resort areas like the town that I live in California, Santa Monica, is a big travel destination. People love to go visit Santa Monica. So I've sold my house that I lived in since, I don't know, what, 10 years? I guess I've had it for 10 years. And I'm going to rent a house because I don't want to own a house in California. It's too dicey. It's just a pain. It's hard. It's everything about California is difficult.
And so you don't have all those crazy property taxes.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, renting is definitely the way to go.
But I can remember on several occasions over the years, I've been able to rent places that, you know, reasonable because it's off season from like Thanksgiving until Easter, and the prices were decent. But because of Airbnb, the prices to lease or rent a house that might otherwise be available fairly reasonably on California standards is nuts. I'm going to California next week. One of the things I'm going to do is look for a place. But my friend George, who looks around at that stuff for me, says you won't believe the prices and it's all Airbnb. So I find that to be, I wonder how many other people have noticed that. The effect of Airbnb on long-term rentals has been substantial. 21 after the hour.